This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that wisdom and path shown by Lord Buddha belong to all of humanity, and his sacred relics are not merely artifacts but part of country's revered heritage. He said these relics are inseparable part of its civilization. Mr. Modi today inaugurated the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piparava Relics related to Lord Buddha, titled The Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One, at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. He also unveiled the catalogue of this exposition.
Bhagavan Buddha ke pavitra relics ko apne beech paakar hum sabhi dhanya hai. Inka Bharat se bahar jana aur laut kar phir भारत आना, ये दोनों ही पड़ाव अपने आप में बहुत बड़ा सबक है. सबक ये है कि गुलामी सिर्फ राजनीतिक और आर्थिक नहीं होती, गुलामी हमारी विरासत को भी तबाह कर देती है.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, along with his wife, has been captured and flown out of the country, which came under attack early this morning. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said U.S. has successfully carried out a large-scale strike against Venezuela and its leader. He mentioned that this operation was done in conjunction with U.S. law enforcement. Several large explosions were heard early this morning in Venezuela's capital, Caracas. U.S. Attorney General Pamela Bondi has said deposed Venezuelan President Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores, will face criminal charges after an indictment in New York. Venezuela has strongly criticized the Trump-led government of the United States, accusing it of carrying out what it described as extremely serious military aggression. Venezuela has declared a national emergency and denounced the U.S. military aggression. Venezuela also demanded an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council to discuss the U.S. attacks on the country. Several countries across the globe, including Russia, Iran and Cuba, have criticized the U.S. military attack on Venezuela, calling it a flagrant violation of the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated 9 projects and laid the foundation stone of 2 projects worth 373 crore rupees at a function held at Srivijayapuram in Andaman and Nicobar. This includes inauguration of an integrated command and control center costing 229 crore rupees. It will be a comprehensive integrated command and control center for security purposes comparable to those in any developed city in India. The Home Minister said the transformation that has taken place in these 11 years is a result of BJP's unwavering commitment to considering every inch of the country's land as Mother India. A total of 20 Maoists, including People's Liberation Guerrilla Army Battalion Commander of the banned CPI Maoists, has surrendered before Telangana Director General of Police Shivdar Reddy in Hyderabad, along with Battalion Commander Badse Sukha alias Deva and Telangana committee member Kankanala Raji Reddy. 18 other Maoists surrendered. The 43-day long Magh Mela commenced today at the Sangam in Prayagraj with the auspicious dip on Posh Purnima. Devotees began taking the holy dip early in the morning. According to the Magh Mela authority, 21,50,000 pilgrims had taken the sacred dip at the Sangam till 4 p.m. today. India Meteorological Department has issued orange alert for dense to very dense fog conditions in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Orissa for the next 2 days. The Met Department has forecast dense fog conditions over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Madhya Pradesh and northeastern parts of the country tomorrow. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, today announced India's squad for the 3-match ODI series against New Zealand beginning January 11th, with Shubman Gill named captain and Shreyas Iyer appointed vice-captain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.